Wisconsin Farm Bureau members met with Department of Justice staff earlier this week to try to resolve some discrepancies in Wisconsin's industrial hemp process. Approximately 400 farmers and landowners have applied for the right to grow that crop this year and to market it. But then a Department of Justice memo was released that put that in question. Joining me now, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke, is Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel. Brad, we had been on the same page as far as industrialized hemp. What happened?
Well, first off, we've reached a very positive result. We're all on the same page now, and this is going to move forward just fine. The problem we ran into is no Wisconsin farmers have grown any industrial hemp yet, and yet there already is CBD oil on the shelves in stores. Mm-hmm. And the problem we've run into is that some of that CBD oil is actually dangerous in nature. It doesn't have the THC properly removed. It hasn't been raised and processed under standards that make sure there's not anything unhealthy in it. So the FDA has sent out a warning that many of those CBD oil products that are out there are not what they claim to be on the label. And then we've had problems come in from law enforcement where they've had individuals who bought this for their kids with epileptic seizures, for instance, and found that it actually contains THC and their kids are getting impaired because of it. So it's very important that as we do this, this be something that has standards in place. And that's exactly what the DATCAP program will do. And so we sent the alarm out because of the concern about what's on the shelves. We're very confident that what gets produced through the DATCAP program is going to be safe for people, and it will be there to help people who have medical issues that find this useful for them.
Wow, that clarifies that very, very much. Good to know, Brad. Now, so any of the some 400 people that did make an application for a permit, they should feel confident that they can still go forward with their investments, their time, their labor.
Absolutely. If you've got the agreement, the approval from DATCAP that you meet the standards, this will produce a product that may be grown, it may be processed, it may be shipped, and it may be sold in stores in Wisconsin and in other states. Some of the CBD oil that's on the shelves is coming from farmers that have entered into agreements in their states pursuant to the standards of the 2014 Farm Bill. Those products we do feel are safe. The problem is looking at the labels, you can't know. So what we're going to be looking for is you want to look for products in Wisconsin that once our farmers are producing this, that they are certified as in compliance with DATCAP. And we're going to look to have some certifications relative to the ones coming from farmers in other states too, so that we know which ones are safe and we know which ones we should be wary of.
Do we get a sense then, Brad, that Wisconsin law enforcement will be doing maybe a little bit more monitoring of Wisconsin farms that are in the process of growing that crop just because it's a brand new program and obviously there's been issues?
Well, DATCAP is going to put standards in place whereby before any product is harvested, they'll be testing it to make sure that it meets the standards. They'll be working directly with farmers. We really don't expect that law enforcement's going to be having much contact with farmers who have the DATCAP certification because we're not worried about them.
Sure. Well, that's only one of the items that you've been working with Wisconsin Agriculture on, Brad. Now, I know you're kind of making your way around the state. What other issues are, we don't always think of the Department of Justice as being one of the partners engaged in Wisconsin Agriculture, but you guys really are.
Right. In many ways, we're kind of a silent partner that people don't recognize, but we have made one of our primary goals at the Department of Justice over the last 3.5 years that I've been there is to create more regulatory certainty in Wisconsin. You know, there's so much that farmers can't control. You can't control the weather. You can't always control the markets, but we do want you to be able to have some certainty as to what the regulatory rules are. And we've worked hard on that, and we've done some remarkable things with the high cap well issue. That was perhaps the best example of regulatory uncertainty that we've ever seen. We've managed to inject certainty into that. The DNR now knows how to enforce the law, what the rules are, and we also know what to do if we want to change those rules. You have to go through the administrative code process, or you have to go to the legislature and get it changed. but we can't have the uncertainty that regulators get to make the fashion the rule however they see fit. We've had a couple cases already where this has gone into effect, and we've had some good success, like the Dairy Business Association versus the DNR, where actually we at DOJ were able to help broker an agreement between the two and an understanding, and we settled that case out of court. Now we're being sued because we brokered the deal, but the Dairy Business Association and the DNR are on the same page now going forward and understand what the rules are. And it's not just state regulatory agencies. We've also battled federal regulatory agencies. And it was the Wisconsin Department of Justice that was one of the lead states on getting that dangerous Waters of the U.S. rule shut down mm-hmm. at the federal level to make sure that the EPA didn't get control over drainage ditches and mm-hmm. and small ponds and 100-year floodplains in Wisconsin. It would have made it impossible for farmers to do their work because you would have had to get a local permit and a state permit, and then good luck clearing the way going all the way to the EPA to get permits to do your day-to-day operations as a farmer. So I'm proud of the role we played in shutting that down.
Yeah.
And we're also working to make sure local regulators don't create too many problems. And we have filed a brief in the Golden Sands dairy case to make sure that local government agencies can't change the rules on farmers midway through the process.
Right.
So we've worked very hard on that.
Right, right. You know, now those are fun, beautiful examples of your partnership with Wisconsin Agriculture. Is there anything out there that's still catching your attention, Brad, that's looming as an issue Wisconsin Agriculture needs to know about developing?
Well, you know, one other place I didn't mention, we've also been in the battle against other states that are trying to have unfair impacts on Wisconsin farmers. The California eggs case, for instance, that I suspect a lot of your listeners are familiar with. And the issue is it's not going to affect just egg farmers. It's going to affect all kinds of farmers if states like California or Maryland can set their own standards for products that travel in interstate commerce.
Right.
It's going to make it impossible for farmers in Wisconsin to be able to sell their products.
Yep, we're seeing it more and more from targeted groups and associations, for sure. Well, Brad, I really, really appreciate you taking time to give us the straight message on what's going on with the potential for industrial hemp production in Wisconsin. It sounds like we're getting the all clear and proceed as Mother Nature allows us, huh?
Yes, and I'd love to be back on again because I'd love to maybe take some of these individual issues and break them down deeper so that we can really help your listeners understand what the dangers of overregulation could be out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we probably should have had you on the air long before now, Brad, but I appreciate it, and the welcome mat is out. Travel safe.
Thank you so much.
All
Bye.
Right. There you have it, Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel giving the all clear for those farmers and landowners that attain a permit through the Department of Agriculture to grow industrial hemp in 2018. Your market way is clear. I'm Pam Yonke.